Yo, what's up? You're now tuned in to Man Listen. It's a podcast with me and my co-host, Jeremiah. Get on here and basically talk about whatever. I mean, a little bit of everything. You're checking us out. You can find the show, if you hadn't found it this way, you listen to somebody else's. Find us on Podomatic at just search Man Listen on there or search Man Listen on iTunes, and we should pop up. Considering this is the first show, I can't necessarily guarantee you that, but if you're listening to the show, I probably got it to you anyway. And until further notice, though, that's how you're going to find it. But anyways, like I said, I'm Larian. Y'all know me. And that's it. And co-host.
Yo, that was the longest intro I've ever heard.
Well, it ain't going to be hey, hi.
I mean.
Wait, well, what would you script it as?
I mean, to be honest with you, I would have just came in like, you know, like, hey, this is a podcast. You can listen to it if you want to. If not,
no, you see, that's why you're not talking. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yo, we about to talk shit for like an hour. Shit might be funny. It might not be. I'm high. He's drunk. So, who the fuck cares?
You have to understand that you don't have good people skills.
Yo, I have the best people skills, y'all. People love me. People love me, yo.
Your dick.
Me.
Yes. Did you just hear yourself? You're like, man, I would have did that shit. Like, yo, man, you listen to the fucking podcast. You might like this shit. You might not. Shit might be funny, man. Fuck you. He drunk. I'm high. Let's go. You gotta have an edge of professionalism to the shit. And friendliness.
It is. You know, like to be honest with you, look. Everybody is always talking about how they want the real, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I want to hear that real shit. Like, this is me. Like, this is how I am. Like, if we can have a decent conversation about anything. That's just how I would have started the show off.
Right, which is why you ain't started the show off.
What you mean? People are either going to hate me or like me.
They're going to love you.
Why?
They're going to hate that they love you.
Yeah, I probably. They do that now.
That's what's gonna happen.
But that's the thing. I don't want to be hated, though. Like that's corny as hell to be hated. I don't want people to hate me.
I hate you.
Shit happens. Most light skinned people hate me, though. My brother light skinned though. That's kind of crazy.
And he hates you, doesn't he?
Nah. Like and my name is actually tatted on him. He tats everything, yo. Everything.
So he will remember the one dark skinned nigga not to beat up in his life.
Yeah, I know, right? Like there you go. Like
shit, Jeremiah, that's right. I was gonna fuck him up.
Nah, but you know, like my brother's one of those people where it's like he just lives, yo. Like if the day gonna be fucked up, he'll be like, shit, well, he's about to have a fucked up day, let's go. Like, I need to be one of the people. Because if a day is fucked up for me, I don't want to do shit.
No, I couldn't. I never want to do shit either, though. That's
not. So let's keep on going and whatnot. The show is called Man Listen. It's a podcast that's only going to be from, I would say, 45 minutes to, you know, an hour on a good day.
Or an hour and a half on a great day.
No.
Once again, you keep thinking I'm asking you shit.
All right, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about that then. This is the first show, and we're gonna get everything right. You know, we're gonna explain everything right now. Let's have this quick debate. Let's get it over with so we can get into the topics. Why do you think podcasts should be an hour and 30 minutes?
I don't think they should be. I think they should be what they are. I don't think you should taper them off because it's a podcast. You can pause it. You can come back to it whenever you got a minute to. I do it all the time.
All right. So here's my beef with an hour and 30-minute podcast.
You think you have a beef.
I do have a beef. Like, I don't – see, the thing is you can be on a podcast for – 2 hours. I remember you said something about being on a podcast, one that I won't name, and you actually fell asleep for like 30 minutes. And then
Damn, they come to my people. Where's my 40 acres? That's what that happened on.
I really said it like that because I kind of forgot the, you know, I knew something was 40. Wow, dude. I remember 40, you know, I guess it's the black in me, but, you know, I just didn't remember. But I think podcast should be something, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, something quick, you know, but it kind of, you know, it's like a daily dosage of fuckery. I would like to do it exactly like that.
Your problem with that is that would contend that we did this daily. We're not going to do it daily.
But we can do this every 2 days, and then we have a lot of uncut, unedited shit that, you know, you like to talk about. Let's give them a preview real quick. One time.
Apparently, a lot of Cuban people are going to be moving to Miami.
All right, I'm not even going to continue with that. But that was a clip of Larion being the most sensitive person in the world and Karen. Like, it's more of that. It's some of, I recorded him singing earlier. I didn't understand why he was singing, but, you know, this is what Larion does. And I don't want people to think that I'm the only lunatic on this show.
Nah, that's not fair. I should get my fair, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. It happens. I guess I'm an asshole.
You just not figuring this out.
I think, okay, all right. Then what type of asshole am I? Pause. Of course.
I don't know. Like, you're like, you're the self-absorbed type. Like, you have this realm you live in, and it's really fucked up in there. Hmm. So it comes out, like, when you start talking about stuff, it's like, why, this is just an asshole way to view things. But, like, you're not, like, all right, here's my asshole. I'm not pausing this, but anyway, these are the assholes I hate, or one of the type of assholes I hate. And you're not this kind. I hate I'm here to work guy. If you're questioning who's I'm here to work guy, I'm here to work guy, or a woman, because they do this shit too, mm-hmm. is that person that comes to work, and because they're a dick, because they're an asshole, nobody really likes them, they use this bullshit excuse of, well, I'm not here to make friends, I'm here to work. Now, the problem is, you're an asshole, nobody likes you. So, therefore, you try to lean on the fact that nobody likes you by saying you're just here to work. What's wrong with working and being cool with your coworkers? Like, what's wrong with that? Only an asshole would think it's not necessary. Hey, I know it's not necessary, motherfucker, but we got to be here together. Let's try to get along. Let's try. The only assholes say that. Only the most unpopular people say that shit.
I mean, okay, I used to be that guy. I kind of used to be that guy. But I had like one or two friends on the job. Never was like that, you know, hey, everyone, like, I bought donuts. Nah, that wasn't me.
That's not wrong with that. You got to bring them donuts.
I'm just saying, you know, people wanted to know, oh, how was your weekend? It was cool. Oh, so what did you do? You know, I read a couple books. Oh, what books did you read? All right, like, come the fuck on. Come on, man, dude, what the fuck, you feds or some shit, what are you doing, like, who, oh, all right, let's start work, I mean.
Nah, that's cool, I understand that, not everybody's that kind of friend, and I'm not saying everybody should be in your personal business, I'm just saying people make it that's just their scapegoat for when they know they aren't well liked.
Yeah, those people go home and cry, and then talk, see, and those exactly. are the people that go home and talk about people at work the most. Shit happens, you know. Not everybody could be popular. Everybody has their own problems, their own flaws, and I don't think that person is an asshole. I just think that person is just crying for help, crying to be accepted. So we're gonna scratch that off the asshole list. That person is on suicide watch.
They still an asshole in my book, and I hope they kill themselves.
See, and that's an asshole thing to say. All right, well, we can go on to the next.
The next asshole?
Yeah.
Pause. All right. All right. All right, let's go. Go to the next asshole.
See, I wasn't even going to repeat that.
I'm comfortable enough to repeat it.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's cool that you're comfortable.
I talked about this before, too. It's like, how come, because, you know, people pause stuff. How come when I say asshole, you automatically think of a man's asshole? Like, why women don't, like, why is it the thought of a woman's asshole creeping through your mind, but the thought of a man's asshole is automatically the shit that comes up. So you're like, let's pause that.
Because I don't respect anyone that is going to say, oh, man, like, I'm done with the pussy. I'm going to put it in her ass today. I don't do that shit, and I ain't with it. So I pause it.
I'm not into ass play either, but I don't think it's like, you know, nothing wrong with it. It's just not my cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea.
Okay. Yeah, it ain't for me.
I get it.
You know, hey, for some people, that's the bee's knees.
The thing is, I don't, when I say pause, I don't really think of anything gay. I just think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a way of saying, shit, we just say it. Like, we just say pause. Like, it is what it is. I take it as a joke. I don't take that shit seriously at all. That is what it is.
I wasn't saying that necessarily to you. I'm saying it to
I'm just letting anyone know.
People are always with that. And I'm like, just, you know, chill, man. Come on, relax. And it could be because I'm 31, actually.
Congratulations. You made it.
I made it a lot longer than I thought. Not that I was out there living wild or nothing. I was like,
putting holes in them streets.
Tell
people what you was doing. Go ahead. We want to know. Besides selling, weight, you know, pounds and pounds of ribs, what else did you sell on the streets of Savannah?
First off, I'm too fat to sell ribs. I'd have been eating them. You're not supposed to get high on your own supply. So that wouldn't even happen. Y'all can dismiss that bullshit story right now. I was an honor student. I was in advanced placement courses and things like that. So,
oh, okay. You were smart.
I mean, not to say that I didn't experience things, but we ain't getting into that shit. I don't want to explain my life story on this podcast.
That's cool. We can get into the last asshole. Pause.
Yeah, we ain't get to the second one.
All right. Well, okay.
The preemptive asshole. This is the person who warned you about shit in a way that is just like very kind of, it's damn near a threat. It's like, well, look, the next time you do that, such and such will be the consequence. Or, I don't mind you doing that this time, but next time, like, listen, I'm a grown ass man. And don't try to come at me acting like you're being nice by, you know, coming to me going, oh, well, you know, in the future, I prefer blah, blah. You're being a dick. You're being so passive aggressive about saying what the fuck you want to say. I hate that dude and that chick. I hate, just say what you got to say and quit trying to low-key threaten me. You're an asshole. And you're starting shit that's not even there. Like, you're stirring up the trouble that hasn't even existed yet. Hey, I thought of that because I was at work. And, like, when we work, there's these chairs. And there's a good bit of them, but, I mean, there's not a ton of them. Well, there's certain times you can use the chair. I do manual labor. So there's certain times you can sit down and do the job. Certain times you got to stand up and do the job. Well, this was a point where I could sit down and do my job, and the person on the other side couldn't. So I just went and borrowed a chair. He doesn't need the chair. No time soon is going to ever need the chair. But before I could get even really comfortable in the chair, he comes and lets me know, hey, man, I don't mind borrowing a chair right now, but if I need it, you might have to come up off of it. Now, you just basically threatened me. And I'm like, nah, I really don't have to come up off of it because it's not your chair. It just happens to be in your little area. Yeah, them people too. Fuck you. You work here the same way.
I mean, he could have been like, you know, having a bad day. He could have been like,
nah, he's like that. He's like that. That's the thing.
Some people just, okay, he goes along with the asshole that doesn't feel the need to be friends. Like, he's more of the, you know, I'm better than niggas, or, you know, hey, I'm going to need this shit, you know what I'm saying? So you may want to rise up off of it, ease up off of it when I need it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wants to feel important. And maybe the chair was his throne, you know what I'm saying? Like maybe he had a bad, you know, talk with his girlfriend, and you know what I'm saying, like having some problems at home. You never know. You never know why niggas do the shit they do.
I know this. I know I want to punch him in the face even.
But then you would have been like a dickhead then. You would have been a dickhead.
If I would have punched
him. Because then it was like y'all would have both lost your jobs.
Fair enough.
Negroes, man. Y'all Negroes kill me, man. Word up.
Don't y'all.
This shit is disgusting, yo. It's disgusting how we can't even, like, borrow chairs and shit. We gotta have disputes over chairs.
That's my point.
That's the white man's chair.
You're bothering me about some shit that hasn't even happened yet.
But you wanted to fight over the chair. You wanted to fight him, didn't
you? I let it go.
Oh, you let the chair go, right? You let the chair go?
No, I ain't let the chair go, no.
Oh, so you took the chair. It was about the chair from the beginning, right? You wanted the chair.
So now I'm mad. Okay.
It wasn't about nothing else. It was about he had the chair and you wanted it. You wanted the power.
You wanted the juice.
You wanted to be in your section. You wanted to sit down for what? Why you want to sit down?
Why do I want to sit down?
You're a 31 year old man. You can't stand up? Nah. You know, you had to feel like, man, this guy had the chair for too damn long. You was thinking about that shit the day before. Like, yo, he had the goddamn chair for like 2.5 hours. Man, fuck that. I gotta get this chair today. That's what you was thinking when you walked into your job, right? You seen it there. You know what I'm saying? He came in a little later. He gave you the head nod, like, what's up? And he stood up right next to the chair. And you were like, damn, man. I want that chair. So you went ahead and took it. It's a damn shame.
You got me. Busted.
You know, it happens to a lot of us, you know. Like, you need to find your way, you know, when it comes to handling people in your job, you know. Maybe it's you all along. You want to be buddy-buddy with all people, but you picked one person to pick on. Because you wanted to see if you still had it in you.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Who the fuck do you think you're gonna just convince me I'm a dickhead all of a sudden?
Oh, now, wait. Now you're coming at me. Now you're coming at me. I didn't even say anything. I just broke down. I dissected the situation, the story that you told me, and I said exactly what you did. I didn't say anything different. And now you're trying to attack me.
You're right. I'm a bully. I ain't even recognize it.
Just make sure you maintain low tones with me. You know, just maintain a couple low tones, you know? I mean, we don't all have to be all excited and crazy, you know? Just maintain it. Maintain your tone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so let's go into the next one. Let's go into the next one because
you probably are the next one.
No, I'm thinking that about you, to be honest with you.
I'm the next one?
I use blinkers all the time. Unless I'm in Brooklyn, then I don't use a damn thing.
No, I'm like the captain of the blinker squad. Now everybody here, so people wondering, like, what the third one that I kind of had jotted down him a little note is, yeah, people who don't use blinkers, they're an asshole.
You don't supposed to use blinkers in New York.
My apartment complex, and you're turning into the apartment complex. So I sit here with my blinker on, letting you know I'm turning against the grain, against the traffic. So I need to go where you're coming from. I need to get there.
Okay. All right.
Nice if you know, let me know, hey man, I'm getting off right here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just get on through. Go ahead and make that move now. But nah, you're a dickhead, you're an asshole. You're just riding around, doing your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just turn. Now I got more cars coming, and I got to sit here longer. Why? Because you're an asshole. The assholes to me essentially are just self-absorbed people who will like do anything for their self-improvement and fuck everybody else. And that's not cool. I don't care what nobody tries to tell you. That is not cool. It is not cool to be totally about yourself all the time. Believe it or not.
So you got all this from people that use blinkers. It's the same thing to do, though.
Don't use blinkers. Who don't
use blinkers. Oh, yeah. Don't use blinkers. That's sometimes, you know, people just go with it, you know? I've seen people turn and then use their blinkers.
Yeah, they're better. Because they're dumbasses.
Cabs don't use shit. They don't even use their brake. You have a problem with people that blink it. I see when a car is about to turn, you know. I have a problem with the people that stop when there's nothing in front of them. Nothing at all. Not even a feather is in the middle of the street, but they will stop. I hate you. Anyone that drives like a bitch, I hate you. Don't do that shit. Stop braking for no fucking reason. What is wrong with you? Damn.
You feel me? Like, I can't explain some of these people. I can't explain it. I don't understand. Fuck them.
Did I sound excited? I mean, not excited, but did I sound, like, passionate about what I was just talking about? Because I really wasn't at all. Like, I was just seeing if I can actually do it.
You pulled it off, okay.
I did. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know? It's all about, you know, just selling it. You know, you got to sell it.
I believed you only because... Okay, I didn't believe you because I know you.
Oh.
So...
I mean, you know.
That's the only thing that made it not believable, but the, you know, the acting was good.
But the thing is, it's like, what do you do when you turn into one of those people that just do not care? Like, I care about what I want to talk about, but not with, like, what other people's, like, they're, like, whatever they're talking about, I just don't be caring sometimes.
Yeah,
I just don't care. It's like, it's people that can talk passionate about absolutely nothing. And I am jealous of those people. But, you know, the whole people that don't use blinkers, that was actually pretty damn good. Because I don't use my blinkers. But I just hate people that stop short. That is just the worst thing you can do.
I don't know, cutting people off is pretty bad.
Yeah, sometimes you have to. You know?
That's one of the worst. Well, I don't mind you cutting me off. You know what, I mind cutting me off and driving slow.
Yeah, that's
what bothers me. I don't mind you cutting in. If you're gonna cut in, accelerate, and move on, I ain't got no issue with that.
Exactly.
You didn't really do nothing.
You just woke up. I
had to pull kind of a stuntman move that was a little bit, you know, like wow, like why would you do that? But you know, it's not so bad. But when you pull in front of me and then slow down, now you're causing an accident, or you know, and running the risk of the shit getting dangerous. So fuck all those people. Anyway, all right.
See what you just did? Like, a lot of people do that in podcasts. They don't know what to talk about. They're kind of on the end of their last topic, and they just want to, like, they want to go into the next topic, but they're thinking so too much. And they're like, damn, how do I get into this next topic? Like, what do I say?
I was just wrapping up, making sure you didn't have no more thoughts on shit.
See, that's the thing about me. I'm always sidetracked, so I'll go back to it if it's really important.
Okay. Well, I won't. I'll just keep riding right past you, like, you know. So you're trying to go back there?
See, that's the asshole. That's the asshole coming out of you. Pause.
I'm not saying that I'm, you know, 100% asshole free. I'd like to think I'm composed of about, I don't know, 16% asshole. That should be a survey. Like, you should be able to figure that out. You know what? There probably is a dumbass test online you can do.
I don't want to.
It's not very good.
I don't want to take any tests.
I do. I want to make the test, matter of fact.
You should, matter of fact. You should. You should waste your time and make a dumbass test.
I'm going to do it. You may call it dumbass. I want people to make aware that they're assholes. And so this could be like an
I'm an asshole, not because I want to be, but it's just like, it's just funnier to me to just talk the way I do. Like, I'm a very humble person, but it's like, I'm a humble asshole. Like, that's really it. That shit's sad. It's all sad.
Platform, ladies and gentlemen. He's a humble asshole. He's still an asshole. Who cares? You humble about being an asshole.
Yeah, I mean, humble about being anything, and it can sound a little better.
All right. Okay, how come, like, and this is, like, for the dude, you know, how come we only, like, argue when we decide that she just doesn't get to be right? Am I wrong on this one?
Say that again. I need you to say that one more time.
We only argue, like, with our women when we just decide that she just doesn't get to be right. Like, every other time you just go, you just, you know, like, you just suck it up. Like, you just go, ah, fuck it, I'm, yeah, whatever. No matter how justified you may feel in whatever you did. And then there's that day, like, I think the only time I really fight is when I go, you know what? Fuck that.
But you know what happens, yo? Like, this is what I do. Like, since I kind of smoke a lot, and I do smoke a lot, but it's normal for me. But I would have an argument, you know, with my girl or whatever, and she can very much be wrong. But somehow, some way, I'll fuck it up.
They're good, man.
I'll fuck it up, and then I feel bad. When I should be wrong, I should be, like, upset with her.
They're very good,
and
man.
I hate that shit.
See, so you relate. That's what I'm saying. And so that's why we never even have the argument.
That's not always good, though, because what happens is you can be very much upset one day, and y'all can be arguing about the smallest things, and you know what happens? That argument that should have happened about the last time she fucked up is going to come up now. And now it's like you holding, you know, how you feel. Like, oh, I didn't know you felt like that. Like, why you ain't say it before? So
right.
It's a gift and a curse, yo. And the thing is, if you can hold your feelings, yo, then you'll be better off just saying nothing at all. You know, just say fuck it. Just let it go.
The reason we hold it is because exactly what you just said. Like, you helped make my point for me perfectly. Even when we come in the argument, like, dude, you go train. Like, you got bullet points. You like, all right, when we go in this argument today, I got it. Fuck this. I got all my ducks lined up in a row. I'm ready for war. And you go ahead and say, nah, not today. She don't get this W. And she still ends up beating you. And you feel bad. Every time. Like, it's so confusing.
Look, let me tell you one thing, because people think that there's abusive guys out there in the world. No, these are niggas that cannot win arguments. This is why they hit their girl, because they cannot win a fucking argument. So you know what? I gotta go upside her fucking head for winning every time.
Well, bitch, see, you fucking made me do it.
Like, it's all. See, but that's the thing, like, even when, like, alright, when, you know, on Baby Boy, when Jody hit her, like, you said you'll never hit me, like, bitch, you was punching me, bitch, like, you black, you got some heavy hands, like, this ain't no, you ain't 98 pounds, bitch, like, you punching me all in my face, like, it happens. We're not supposed to take those punches, even though he was wrong. Come on, man.
Like, yeah, I ain't gonna condone beating women.
Yo, it's not thing. Domestic violence. If
let's make a disclaimer. What Jeremiah says is what Jeremiah thinks and believes, and what Larry says is what Larry thinks and believes. And every once in a while, we agree on some shit. What you were saying?
I'm just saying that, you know, I don't agree that domestic violence is great. I'm just saying that it's for people that cannot win arguments, and that's it.
Hey, I'm gonna look. That's my golf clap, ladies and gentlemen. That was an excellent point. I really think that's it, too. I think it's just people that go, you know what? I can't win this shit with this bitch. I'm just going to hit her.
Exactly, that's exactly what happens. You know, like, it's... Unless you're a pimp. If you're a pimp, then you have all right to hit your...
No, that's job description, then. That's different.
That's the thing. Like, you know what? What is crazy is that women, they don't care. Like, I mean, they don't care when it comes to hoes getting beat by their pimps. But, you know, a regular chick, like Eve's friend or whatever, like, then we got to make a song about it. You know, I should have just stopped talking.
Nah, that's cool. Keep going on this path you go on to self-destruction. I'm with you.
I think I've said way too much. No, and
I think you haven't said enough yet.
No, because you're not about to make me look like an asshole.
I think you're doing quite well by yourself, friend.
No, I don't want to.
You sure you got nothing else to add to beating women?
Nope, I do not have anything to say about... I'm against domestic violence. I don't hit my girl.
Unless he can't win a fight. So.
No, I'm the walk, I gotta take a walk type of guy. I'm the walk guy. I go and take a walk.
Do you know, and while we on this, since we kind of on some relationship shit for a second.
Yeah.
For the record, I am single, so, but I have been in several long-term relationships. Fuck, what was the point I was about to make?
See, I mean, and you are the sober one.
No, I'm drinking too. But it was a spur of the moment type thought, and now it's like seeping out of my brain as we speak. But it was, do you ask? This is exactly what I'm going to say. Do you ask for permission to go do things? I think most of my guy friends, they ask. And women just tell. Women just say, oh, next Friday, me and Tisha going out. You should go out with your homeboy. Like, that's your pass to go out since she's going out.
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. I'm not saying I'm the relationship guru, but, you know, I made a lot of mistakes to know that I'm going to make more mistakes. So, what you should do, if you're listening to me, is just think the opposite. Now, finish, Lariana. You were saying that Women tell
us what they're doing.
Okay, what type of women are you talking about? What type of women are you talking about?
Ones with vaginas.
No.
No, I'm serious.
What color is the outside of the vagina?
Hold on. Let me finish my point. I'm not telling you that's how it is. I'm saying in my life experiences, that's what it appears to be. So I'm asking you.
Okay. What color are these women?
Every color, dude. I'm not putting this on black women, white women. I don't know. None of my friends right now, because where I live at is really not that high of a population. I don't know too many Latino people down
there. So everyone has permission.
I'm not even kidding you.
On certain things, yeah, because you don't know the plans. But there's never she's just going to tell me what she's going to do, and then that's it. It goes both ways. Like, it should go both ways in a relationship. But certain things that are small, you shouldn't have to tell, you know, if she wants to say that she's going to go get her hair done, that she's going to go do it. If she wants to go to the store, then that's what she wants to do. It's not like, oh, well, I'm going to go, well, can I go to the store? It's nothing with that. To go out, you know, it's just a respect thing. Like, and if anyone fears their girlfriend to like the point where they scared, like they don't want to go out because they have to ask, or she might say no, that's a terrible relationship.
And I'll agree with you, because most of my friends, I think, are in terrible relationships. So you're right. I don't envy any. Well, one of my friends, the one that doesn't have to ask everything, is the only one. Well, I really envy his relationship. Well, I'm like, see, that's how it would be with me. That's how I got the role. I can't do it the other way. I can't do it that other way, man. I can't do the... Larian is built to just say, yo, I'm going to the bar. Nah, ask you, can I go to the bar? I'm going to the bar.
Me and the guy... But sometimes it's like, oh, so you don't want to invite me?
No, I don't want to invite you. For the guy.
Well, see, every female just should understand that a guy needs a space every now and then.
Exactly. It's the permission thing. That's the only thing I don't get with, because I find that they don't ask the same permission that they ask you to have. If it was the same way, if it's a two-way street, like you were saying, then I'd agree. It'd be like, okay, I asked her and she asked me. I find in most cases, he asks, well, let me check. You know, he don't say ask. He got to say, let me check. You know, fuck that shit too, dude. That, your pussy ass way of asking it. Well, let me check with the old lady. Now, what you're saying is, let me ask if this is okay. And it ain't got nothing to do with plans, because she ain't made no plans. She's just going to pout when you tell her that. But anyway, yeah, I find that these people have to ask, and meanwhile, she doesn't ask. She just tells. Just an observation. That's why I asked you, because I was curious. Just, you know, because I don't imagine your situation is exactly like that.
No.
I'm just curious as to what your situation would be like, you know. But that was it on that. I just kind of had to touch on that real quick. Pause. Yeah, pause. I had to touch on that real quick.
Sadness.
It brings me to something else I was thinking about. Why? People get shocked about stuff all the time. And I'm like, why? I'm like, why are you really shocked by that? Like, when people do, you know, disgusting things. I'm like, you really, really underestimate the nasty nature of man. I'm like, the nasty, foul, disgusting creature. You know what dudes would fuck? Damn near everything.
I mean, it depends, you know. Like, some people have a problem. And, you know, it's we don't look down on people that have problems. Some people have a, you know, they're addicted to sex. And they don't care how they get it. I'm not one of those people. But it's just certain things I'm not attracted to. And, you know,
That makes you special.
Like, I have my preference, and that's what works. That's the only thing that works. This is why I can't be, you know, that's why I'm just not caught up in a lot of bullshit when it comes to, you know, oh, fucking fat bitches from back in the day. Like, I never was off that. Never was off that. And I say I wasn't cool with the big girls. I was always cool with the big girls, but just, I wasn't into a lot of shit. Didn't care for it, but, you know, I'm just going to stop talking.
All I'm saying is, don't be shocked when you hear this nasty shit. Like, dudes are really foul creatures. Like, you know, I'm letting ladies in on, like, if any chicks listening. We're really fucking nasty. You know how many times a guy sees a chick and we'll be like, oh my God, yo. Like, she's ugly as fuck. I'd still fuck them. Like, that, you know how many times?
Okay, but it depends on, like, an ass. If the chick has a fat ass. Like, our ass is dumb fat. And the titties is just dumb round, I guess. I
mean, okay, well, that's one thing, right? But, mind, you know just what a lot of people, like, dudes that are like, I'd be like, yo, man, she got herpes. Like, yeah, but that shit gotta be on the outbreak for you to catch it, son. So I just wait to see. I'm like, dog, come on.
Damn, man, that's a little crazy, because I don't know nothing about that shit. Like, that's a little crazy. Like,
dog got herpes. Dudes do this.
That's a little crazy. I'm not with that.
It's a lot crazy, but it happens all the time. Like, they just, I knew a chick that had genital warts, and she told dudes off top. You think the motherfuckers ran? No. It was like, I guess I just, you know, when it ain't on outbreak time, that's when I'm like, yo, if a chick ever told me I have genital warts, I'd be like, man, I appreciate your upfront honesty. Maybe we can have a friendship. We're never going to have sex. I'm not going to feel bad that I didn't want to fuck somebody with warts. Because I don't want them. So, nah, it's like, but, she didn't have to hide that from people. She was being a responsible adult and being, you know, doing the right thing. And it didn't deter them. That's how nasty dudes are. I could probably tell y'all something every show about some nasty shit that dudes do.
I don't even know why you would want to do that, though.
I want to keep people informed so they can lose this shock. Like that dude in South Carolina, man, who's fucking a horse.
I mean, women do nasty shit too. Like, I've seen women fuck dogs. I haven't seen it, but you know,
You Google bestiality, and you
I've never.
But I saw it. Okay. All right,
this is gonna be my first time talking about Twitter, I guess. The shit that I've seen on my timeline is just a little bit crazy. I've seen it all, so you know, I'm not into it, but I've seen it all. So women is nasty as fuck too. People, it's just human beings are just nasty.
Okay,
nasty motherfuckers. They say nasty motherfuckers. That's it.
But the dude fucked the horse, and he said he's in love with the horse.
Maybe.
I Googled bestiality one time just to see how quick the shit would come up, like what would come up. And I'm like, wait, ain't this shit illegal? Because the minute I Googled it, all this shit just popped right up. And I mean, you can see videos and shit all jump. I'm like, you can't be serious. This is illegal. It's made me, like, scared as shit to ever Google child porn to find out the same shit. That'll never happen. I will never Google that shit. I'm way too petrified.
I'm glad you wouldn't, Larry. I wouldn't want you to.
Nah, I mean, honestly, the whole bestiality thing was really on some curiosity type thing. I was just like, I want to see how easy it is to get access to this stuff. I don't know why that came into my head. I don't know what happened that day.
You were bored. I mean, I've been bored, and I've done some crazy things, like smoke, and then, like, well, that's all the time. I kind of actually just eat and smoke and drink. So, yeah, like, when I'm bored, I do things like that. I don't look up child porn and shit like that. Like, that shit is creepy.
Yeah, I didn't look it up, won't look it up. And like I said, something planted the seed that day. I can't remember what it was. But I was like, I gotta just see.
You know, I don't even like saying it. I don't even like saying any of that shit. It's very uncomfortable. You just showed me. You just gave me like a glimpse of how disgusting people are. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, so now I go in that category.
I'm not saying you do.
That's fine. Nah, I'll go there. That's not fun. It's not big deal. That's fine. Anyway.
See, and you just proved that the disgusting nature of a man. You just proved it.
I'm not arguing against it. That is my point. That we, by and large, are disgusting individuals. And I'm not exempt.
You have problems.
I wouldn't say I have problems. Well, yeah, I got problems, but nothing major. Anyways, I mean, you feel how you feel now. I've just had to get that out of there. Well, stop being shocked by the nasty things that people do, because people are just nasty.
Yeah, there you go. Like, it's disgusting people everywhere. We're slowly finding out how disgusting you are, but I mean, it was bound to happen anyway.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
That doesn't bother me.
So fatty feuds. What is this fatty feud shit you speak of?
Fatty feud. Oh, okay. He said speak of. I didn't say it. It's in the show. Fatty feud. Like I said earlier, fat dude. Yeah, I said it earlier in the show. I think I did. Yeah, because we were talking about, I don't remember if I said something about it. Whatever. It don't matter. I'm telling you now.
Says the soul.
I'm not like, give a fuck. It's not hard. It's not like some shit you hide. It's not like being gay. You can't hide being fat. You fat or you not fat.
Wait. You can't hide being fat?
No, motherfucker. Not in the real world. No. Maybe online.
Yo, bitches do it all the time.
Online. You're talking online.
No, bitches have like shit.
You can only do so much.
Push your stomach in and all that shit. Like, come on.
Dog, the fucking stomach, if she wears one of them girdle things, whatever, that shit's not going to take her from the fucking size 12 to fat, a size 6.
Fat is fat, though. And you don't know it. You don't know that gut is there.
You know it.
No, you don't.
Not all the time. You see that big body, man. You know that big body was under there. You dreamt that she had a real flat stomach with all that big old ass and thighs and big old titties. And, you know what I mean? Everything else was big. She got 3 rolls on her neck. You thought she had a flat stomach?
So you're saying you have to have rolls in your neck and chin, like, to have a fat stomach. Because I know bitches that have fat stomachs and they just skinny face, just like looking like teardrops and shit.
What the fuck?
Teardrop looking bitches.
Got nothing to do with shit.
Bitches look like teardrops.
Anyway, okay. That wasn't even the point. The whole fatty shoe thing, though, I wrote down.
Bitches, well, I think about it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you know fat people?
I know fat people.
Do you know several?
I know a lot of them.
Okay, right, because America's overweight. Everybody knows fat people. All right, my point is, you ever watch two fat people try to underfat each other?
No. Because most of the people that I know that's fat, like, they have swag. So it's like, you know, the swag is, it's like, you know, I don't even talk like that. To be honest, it's just they have style, you know, like, fat people can like how fat they are. There's some fat people that I don't want to see skinny. That probably won't even look right skinny. You know, it's all how you wear your weight, you know.
Right, and I think I went on pretty well. My whole point I was trying to make is, okay, and it actually helped make my point for me, again, is that, like, as a fat person, other fat people like to let you know that you're fat. I'm like, yeah, but you're fat-er. You know what I mean? Like, so they
will, yeah, but there's levels of fat, though.
Like, you're talking about that whole swag thing or whatever, and swag kind
but of... But there are levels of fat. So it's like,
I know,
you can both be fat. It's a difference between being 360 and 260.
Exactly. So the thing is, like, I may weigh more than you, but I don't carry it like you do. So what happens is, they'll see you, and like, I don't know, you said the swagger thing, I don't know if it's a certain confidence that exudes or whatever. They feel the need to let you know you're fat. Like, you know you're fat, right?
Like, so, yeah. So quick question. Would you rather be, okay, like, it's different levels of everything. Would you rather be ugly or ugly as hell? Like, an ugly nigga that can tell another nigga that he's ugly.
Well, yeah, I'd rather be that ugly.
It's just like with the whole fat shit, like...
But I'm not that other fat person is my whole point. I want the other fat people to leave me the fuck alone. I'm not in fat denial. Okay? What happens is, you see that I'm walking around with a certain confidence because I'm comfortable in my shit. Like, I'm straight. I'm chilling. Like, I don't care. And I don't know. It's like they want to knock you down. Like, hey, you know you're fat. I'm like, yes, motherfucker, I'm well aware I'm fat. Do you know you're fatter? Are you aware of that? Since you want to bring up fat. I know. Oh, yeah, okay. I see me. Do you see you? You want to let me know that?
Maybe they want to feel skinny for, you know, a change. You should have
let them. You fatter than me.
But I mean, it's all about how you feel in your mind and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you gotta do to get through your day, you know what I'm saying? If you gotta call a nigga ugly knowing that you ugly as hell, do that shit, man. Like, fuck it. Like, fuck these ugly niggas. I'm ugly, but fuck these other ugly niggas. I get it.
Yeah, I just wanna leave you alone.
Fight for your right, yo.
What happens to fat dudes when you're fat? Fat people gotta unite.
Nah, man.
Fat people gotta unite.
Fat dude shouldn't even fuck with fat girls, so...
I don't say fat. Nah, I ain't saying unite in that city. Nah, not
right,
that.
Yeah, so you talking fat people should unite. All right, fat, you go fat. Ahead and get you a fat wife and y'all have a fat family. Just a fat-ass family. Like, you don't even have that shit. Exactly, so...
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah, all right, there you go. So fat people ain't uniting. Fat people will never like each other. Look at Jennifer Hudson. She still don't even like her fat self. She's skinny as hell now, though.
Fat people hate her for losing weight, too.
Exactly. Like, how dare you work off the pounds?
Yeah. You went on a diet, bitch?
See, exactly. That's why fat people can never get along.
You wanted to be better, so she decided to go on a diet, man. And, like...
Fat people... I'm sure fat people, like, have big-ass disputes about... what type of food to eat. Like me, I'm on the verge of getting fat, so I know. So I'm not fat, but I'm like 20 more pounds overweight. I'm 20 pounds overweight. That's a little crazy, according to my
weight. I'm not going to allow you to be fat because I'm the fat in this relationship.
I get it. You know,
you got to tone up. You got to tell
me. The thing is, I just lost 3 pounds. I feel good about that. I'm 170 now, so I'm 5'9", 170. So it's not really fat, but it's, I'm not comfortable with, I used to be 155, 160. So I just need to lose 10 pounds, really. Get a little healthier, you know? Stop smoking weed and shit. Stop beating the bitches up, you know?
Yeah, stop bitch beating. No bitch beating in the year 2012. Let's stop that.
I'm going to make shit right. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make shit right. That's another show, though. That's another show. But I'm going to make shit right.
All right, yo. I want to get on out of here. But I want to end it on this note. I just want to say I want to say that boneless wings are the world's biggest ripoff.
Wow.
That's it. I want y'all to take that jewel and run with it.
All right, but you have to explain why.
I didn't want to, but now I'm going to. Why is it the biggest? And then we're going to get out of here. But I mean, you know why they're the biggest ripoff? Because they're fucking chicken nuggets. They charge you $9 for them. That's why. Fucking $9 for chicken nuggets.
But a chicken nugget doesn't really taste like a boneless wing. Like a boneless wing is just like a... like that buffalo meat or whatever
you want to call it. Son. Boneless wing is a chicken nugget. Right? The only difference is a boneless wing is like all white meat. And chicken nugget is like everything else. It's like the compressed bullshit. It's fair. I understand. But there ain't no fucking difference between paying 99 cents of chicken nuggets and $9 for fucking boneless wings.
Now this is a fat way to end the show.
That's fine by me.
This is the fattest way to end the show. And I'm upset at this. Like, I understand that a chicken nugget is definitely different from a boneless wing. It's definitely different from a boneless wing. Boneless wings have more, you know, it's a different texture. You know what I'm saying? See, you making me sound fat.
You being fat right now. How can the fat dudes going, yo, fuck boneless wings? Them shits is trash. This nigga's like, I'm coming in the defense of boneless wings. You cannot tell me them shits should cost $9. You can't convince me of such. I'm sorry.
I feel like
they can't. Because if you get boneless wings and get regular wings, and look at the portions you get, they give you like 9 little chicken nuggets versus 10 fucking wings. Like, well, okay, that's fair. That looks fair to me for the same exact price. Next time y'all go out, look at that shit. Look. One of y'all ordered the bones, one of y'all ordered the regular wings. They cost the same exact amount.
What the fuck is the difference between a chicken nugget and a chicken tender?
Go to Happy Hour. That's a whole nother show. Like you said, whoo, now you're starting some shit.
Alright, see now I'm sounding really fat.
And my fat fuck right now.
And I don't need to. I need to be the slim one and I'm gonna continue. And most likely I'm about to go get me something to eat.
Word.
Nigga's definitely hungry right now, so yeah, that's about that.
I guess that's a wrap, man. Appreciate you checking us out, listening in. We'll be back later.
All right, yo.